Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the Entire Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted to be here this morning for our Saturday morning prayer with a prophetess, the Triviata Morton. I just give God all praise and glory this morning. She's going to have to take over this morning to do what she needs to do. We have a scripture reading by Prophetess Brown, and then Prophetess Morton will take over. Amen.
Good morning and praise the Lord. Our scripture reading will come from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noon. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, and you shall trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I shall satisfy him and show him my salvation. I have just read you Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His holy word. Amen.
Amen. Do we have any prayer requests this morning?
Yes, this is Prophetess Lisa Harris from St. Louis. I'm just asking that you will pray my strength in the Lord. I'm praying for direction. God is opening up some things, and I just want to get clear direction and clarification. You know, so I can work smarter and not harder. So, and just pray for my sister, my brother, my family.
Okay.
The protection.
I'm sorry. Hello, I didn't catch the what somebody said.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Lisa Harris.
Okay. What was the last thing? Did you say something else?
Yeah, I was asking pray for protection and prosperity and wisdom. Or whatever He puts on your heart. I know I'm asking a lot, but yeah.
Okay.
And guidance. Thank you.
Any more prayer requests?
Yes. Prophetess Brown, I would like to pray for clear direction and the will of the Lord for my life.
Okay. Okay. Any more prayer requests? Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, God, just thanking you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you for putting food in our homes, God. We thank you for a home on our back, shoes on our feet. We thank you for a roof over our head, Father. Lord God, we thank you for transportation, no matter how it is or what type of transportation it is, God, we thank you for it. Father God, we thank you for just breath in our bodies, God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Father God. Thank you for being there for us, Father God, when nobody else will be, God. Thank you for just being in our life. Thank you for who you is in our lives, God. Father, we pray that you please forgive us for every known and unknown sin we've committed in our lives and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. Father, if we hurt or offended you or Jesus or the Holy Spirit in any kind of way, God, please forgive us, Lord. Father God, I pray that you please forgive us if we've taken anything for granted, God. Please forgive us, God. Lord, I just love you so much, Father. I love you so much, God. I pray for the sick and the shut-in and the hurting and the hungry, God. I pray that you heal and deliver. Set free, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. I pray that you begin to just bless your people, God, all over this nation, God, all over the land, God. Bless the land, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Bless all the single parents. I pray that you bless marriages, God. Men marriages. Father God, I pray that you bind up the strong man, God, every strong man. And I plead the blood of Jesus against him right now, God, and I cast him out of our lives, out of his line. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray that I bind up every witch, I bind up every demon. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every warlock. I bind up every psychic. I bind up every incubus and succubus. I bind up every marriage-breaking spirit. I bind up the spirit of confusion. And I bind up the spirit of fear, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus against them right now, God, and I cast them out. And command them to go from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray that you begin to kill every witch in Jesus' name. Because you say in your word to suffer a witch not to live, God. I pray that you begin to kill them dead, Father God, and give us the tools. Teach us the tools to to kill them dead, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, I pray that you have mercy on us, God. And we thank you, God. Thank you for teaching us, God, and leading and guiding us. Father God, we invite you in. Father God, we invite the Holy Spirit in right now, God, to come in and just take over, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for the children that's in the hospital. I pray for the children that somewhere they're not supposed to be, God. I pray for the children all across the world, God. And I pray that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. And I pray that you cover them with your angels, God. Cover them with your blood and encamp your angels all around about them, God, to protect them, God. I know they got to go through some stuff, God, because you have callings on their lives, God, but I pray that you just cover them, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father God, we need you, God. We need you, God. And we love you so much, God. We can't do it without you, God. Father, I pray for the sick, God. I pray that you just move in and touch their bodies, God. I speak life. I speak the blood of Jesus all over their bodies, God. I pray that you begin to heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray that you begin to just love on your people, God. I pray for the people that have depression, God. I bind it up right now, God, and I cast it out of their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Lord God, I pray for Sister Minister Harris, God. I pray for strength in her body, God. I pray that you strengthen her walk, God. Strengthen her talk with you, God. And I pray that you lead and guide her, Father God. No weapon that is formed against her and her family shall prosper, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray that you work with her however you see fit, God. Clean her up inside and out. Let her and show her the things that she needs to do to get to wherever you need her to be at. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for her family, God. I pray that if it's any that's in her family that's unsaved, God, I pray that you make it a way to where they be saved or see it through her. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray that you cover her whole family with the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them. Cover their homes and their vehicles, however they get around. Cover it, Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray. Father God, I pray for Minister Apostolic Brown, God. She just needs you to lead and guide her, God. And we trust you, God. We know you're going to make all the right decisions for us, God. We just want to do right and hear right. We don't want to make no mistakes, Father God. So I pray that you just begin to encourage her and love on her, and no weapon that is formed against her and her family shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Do we have any more prayer requests? Okay, God, I just begin to just thank you, God. I thank you for this opportunity, God. I thank you for the things that you have done for me, a place in my life, God. You have never left me nor forsake me, God, or none of us, God. We are still here living and breathing, God, and we on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us, God, and we just begin to just thank you, God, and lift your name up on high, God. I love you so much, God, and I thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my family, God. I pray for my auntie. Lord, she's sick right now, and I pray that you begin to bless her body, touch her body, God. Give her strength, Lord God, to fight off this sickness. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for her family. I pray that you begin to cover them with the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them, God. I pray for my mom and my dad, God. I pray that you begin to just move in their home. Begin to remove everything that's in there that's not like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray I come against everything that's in that house that's not like you, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus against it, and I cast it out right now, and I command it to go now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father God, I pray for my granddaddy, God. I pray that you begin to just touch his body. Heal in Jesus' name. I pray for restoration, Father, all over, all through my family. I pray for deliverance through my family, God. I plead the blood of Jesus against every curse. I plead the blood of Jesus against everything that have them bound, that's trying to hold them down, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father God, and we just thank you, God, and we will make sure to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, I thank you, and I love you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I guess we can just close it out. Okay, well, thank you, Father God. I come to you right now, God. I just thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you bless everybody that's listening. I pray that you bless everybody that will be listening. And I pray that you bless our day. Let us have a good and prosperous day. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. God bless. Glory.
Okay. You guys have a great day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for being on the line, for your support. And I love y'all. Have a great day.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you. God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you all.
Love you too.
Love you too, baby.
Sorry, Lala, Mimi. I didn't have y'all on here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry because I'm at work.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm sorry about that. I tried to get back in here and I couldn't. I left it out here in the washroom. I'm so sorry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just want to send care of her. God bless y'all. Thank y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, Prophetess.
Good morning, Prophetess Lala. Good to hear you.
Yeah. You got to call me. You got to talk to me.
And you know that something, I'll call you because I know we're still on the radio broadcast. I was thinking it was good to hear Mimi, Prophetess Mimi the other day too. But I'm going to call you, okay? Because I've been wanting to talk to you anyway. All right. Love you all.
Love you too.
Okay.